Life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we respond to it. The right mindset is what separates most successful people from the average person. Changing your mindset can be one of the most valuable skills you can learn to help you create your own kick-ass life. Well, we want to help you begin that process today and give you a free copy of David Wood's training, Mindset, Your Key to Success. In this downloadable training, you'll learn how to develop a winner's mindset, how to overcome limiting and negative beliefs, how to love the word no, and much, much more. To download your free training, simply go to thekickasslife.com/free. That's thekickasslife.com/FREE.
Hi, this is Lisa Nichols, and you're listening to David Wood on the Kick-Ass Life Show.
Want to make your life better? This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Hello, everyone. My name is Eric Coover, and I am so honored and grateful to be on the Kick-Ass Life Show with David Wood. And he has asked me to give you a 600-second kick in the ass. So I know we have a lot of people listening from all over the world, and I really want to thank you for tuning in today. A little bit about me and David. You know, we go way back. David is really like my brother from another mother. I've never had a sibling. I've always been an only child. But when I look at somebody who is really like a big brother to me, I think of David and somebody that, you know, just has such a unique gift of always bringing out the best in people and looking for the best in people and just being so present with people. He really always inspires me to really do more and give more and really be more. And so I just want to really share a story with you today that hopefully you'll be able to take something from. And it involves David. So David and I actually went on a 2-week trip through Panama and Costa Rica. You know, we were kind of discussing, you know, where would be a great place in the world to really go and explore. And we decided on Panama and Costa Rica. And but one thing, as I'm sure many of you have been able to pick up, you know, just imagine spending 2 weeks with David Wood. You quickly learn that you are entering the world of the unknown. David lives literally in the unknown, and he's really taught me how to fall in love with the unknown, you know, fall in love outside your comfort zone. And so we went through Panama and Costa Rica. We had no plan. We didn't know where we were going to eat. We didn't know where we were going to sleep. We didn't know where we were going to stay. You know, we didn't know where we were going to go. We just really decided to rent a rental car and drive through, you know, Costa Rica and just explore. And we did so many incredible things. We learned how to surf. We learned how to, you know, we went zip lining. We picked up hitchhikers on the side of the road and, you know, practiced our Spanish a lot. Necesito practicar mi español. I am committed to learning Spanish. So we did so many great things. But one of the intentions that we had on our trip is that we went over the month of Christmas. And so, or I'm sorry, the month of December. And with really the intention that we were going to give back to families who were in need on Christmas Day. And so on Christmas Day, David and I kind of ventured out, and we met some locals who were going to introduce us to and help us find some families who are in need on Christmas. And we helped out a bunch of families, but there's one family that will really always be etched in my mind forever. And it was really a moment in my life where I the way I saw the world truly shifted. And just to kind of take you there, you know, this local, you know, he brought us down to this magnificent property right on the beach. I mean, just imagine the most scenic view. I mean, right on the beach in Costa Rica, where there was this huge, massive estate. And but over literally hidden in the corner, there was a carbureted, rotting tin home where this family actually lived there illegally. And they actually had to flee the home every time the police came because they were living there illegally. But so we went into this home, and anytime you're approaching a property like that, you know, every single emotion is like rushing through your body. You know, you've got a little nervousness, you're excited, you just don't really know what to expect. Again, it's the unknown. And so, you know, as we approach this carbureted home, you know, a man kind of he walked out of the home, and you know, obviously he didn't speak any much English at all, but he welcomed us, you know, so warmly. He started pulling up these, you know, wooden chairs that he had made, and he actually called his family out. There was about 8 of them living in the home, and he called them out to come meet David and I. And just the warmth that this family greeted us with, you know, and again, we're complete strangers to these people, but you know, because it was Christmas and stuff, you know, they greeted us so warmly. And, you know, again, they pulled up these chairs and they started introducing themselves, the family. And again, they didn't speak any English, and David and I don't speak much Spanish. I mean, we can understand a little bit, but, we didn't really have to know the language, though. I mean, just their passion and their zest for life was so remarkable. And they walked us into their home, and I'll never forget, you know, just looking down at the rotting floors and going into their one bedroom that they all 8 of them shared, where literally, you know, their sheets that they used at night were clothes. You know, that was their bed. Their clothes laying out all over the floor. And then they welcomed us into their kitchen, where they had one pot of rice cooking for their Christmas dinner. That's all they had. And really, in an instant, you know, I'll never forget the mother. She went over to, they had a picture of the whole family, and she went over and got this picture, and it was, the picture was really clouded because it was really dirty, but she started, you know, describing all of her family and their passions, you know, each child and the husband, and just the love from her spirit and in her eyes was so remarkable. And that's when it really hit me, is that, you know, here we were, you know, this, you know, these total strangers, and this family who is living in extreme poverty. I mean, just again, a rotting carbureted tin home, one bowl of potted, you know, of rice for Christmas dinner. They literally had nothing, but they felt so full. They felt so full of life and of love and of gratitude. You know, they weren't looking for anything. They were so content and so in love with everything that they had. And in that moment, everything shifted for me, because, you know, I realized that so many of us, you know, we're always looking for the next thing. You know, we're never satisfied with, you know, what we have in our life. We're not, you know, sometimes we don't pause and reflect and really realize how grateful we should be for the things that we have in our life. And many of us, you know, we want to have, you know, once we have these possessions, or once we have our dream girl or our dream guy, then we'll be happy. Or once we have, you know, the dream home or the dream car, then we'll be happy. Or our dream job, then we'll be grateful and we'll be happy and we'll be, you know, connected to life. But it's really, in that moment, I realize it's the opposite. It's, you know, this family was, the way they were being, enabled them to live such a happy and full life. I mean, they were being grateful. They were being love. They were being, you know, connection. They were being authentic. They were being vulnerable. And because they were being all these things, you know, they didn't need anything else. And so I would just really encourage everybody today, you know, to really, you know, start being the things that you want in your life. If you're looking for that, you know, dream guy or girl, you know, then be love, because the more loving that you're being, the more love that you're going to attract into your life. You know, if you're looking for more connected relationships, then, you know, guess what? You've got to get connected with people. You got to be connected. You know, if you're looking for more in life, then be grateful for the things that you have in your life. Because if we're not being these things, then we're never going to have what we want in life. And so, you know, just noticing this family's appreciation for the small things in life shifted the way I saw the world. And I hope today that you can go out and really look at the things that you have in your life and really be grateful for what you have and for what everything that is in your life and everything that you've created. And so I wish everyone, you know, so much happiness and love and connection and prosperity and authenticity in everyone's life. And I just want to thank you all for listening on the Kick-Ass Life Show with David Wood. Thanks so much, everyone.
That was Kick-Ass.